Good morning, guys. What's up? What's up? It is Ari here with Freedom Riders. And I just want to say, what is going on? I miss y'all. It's early, early morning. And I really just wanted to jump on here with a topic that I've been kind of, honestly, I've been battling with this for a minute. And just some, of course, like you always know, some things that I've kind of realized. And, I find it very therapeutic to share tips and to share my wisdom and experience to other people, and then for other people to say it has helped them, and for other people to come back and say, oh my God, that was so good, I never looked at it that way. It's like therapeutic for me. It's therapeutic for me to get on here and talk it out, like with you guys, to get it off my chest, to hear it out loud, to get my thoughts out. All of this is like so therapeutic. Like, one thing I will tell anybody, if you want to do a podcast, just do it, because it helps to me in so many ways. And sometimes you just want to talk, but you don't necessarily want to talk to a certain person or anything like that. And for me, when I get on here and I talk and I share things with you guys, I know that the people who need it and want it will listen and take it. Like, have you ever found yourself giving out advice to somebody who you know really didn't want to hear your advice? You know they really didn't want to take your advice. You know it was basically going in one ear, out the other ear. And I just love giving information to somebody who needs it, who wants it, and who's going to use it. So, yeah, podcasts are, like, amazing, because they really, really, really help you just get it off your chest. And like I said, get it to the people who need it versus wasting on the people who don't want to hear it. So, what's up, y'all? Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to my channel. I'm super glad to have you guys. I'm super glad that every time I post a podcast, you know, different people are listening, different people are watching, different people are excited about it. And that is always, always, always such a joy for me, to know that more people are tuning in and more people are interested in. It's helping more and more people every single day and every single time I drop a new episode. So I thank y'all, of course, for all your support. But let's just go ahead and jump in to my topic. I like to get all my thank yous and little mini thoughts out the way. And so today the podcast title for this episode is Freedom from the Last Time. And you know, like I was saying in the beginning, I actually have been battling this for a while, and you know, just now coming out of it. So of course, you know, I always think when you're going through something, in the midst of going through it and just trying to hold on to your faith, in the midst of going through it and just trying to stay positive, in the midst of going through it and trying to just get through it, one of the most effective ways to get through something is to share what you're learning along the journey, so you get the gratification of helping somebody else. You know, and even if you haven't fully come out of a situation yet, it feels good to help somebody else see past where they're at. And that really, 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 you know, resonates with me, and it really works for me. It's like, you know, I'm not in this situation for no reason. I'm not in whatever, you know, trouble or issue or whatever you may be going through. You're not in it for no reason. You know, make trouble pay you, basically. Make trouble pay you. Make the devil pay you. Make whatever you're going through pay you back something, whether it's joy, happiness, laughter, fulfillment, money, whatever it may be. It doesn't always have to be materialistic, but if it is, make pain pay you. That is one thing that I've definitely learned. So Freedom from the Last Time is very interesting because, to say the least, is I started a lot of things. I've had multiple businesses. I've helped other people run businesses and build companies and build businesses. I've been successful at it. But I hit a point in my life where it seems like everything just stopped. And not just out of the blue, I went back to a 9-to-5 job. Honestly, I went back to a 9-to-5 job. And I was like, well, you know, I've been doing this entrepreneurship thing and I definitely love it, but I didn't pay my bills. And so I got a wonderful, wonderful job, a wonderful opportunity. And when I tried to go back to what I was doing, when I tried to go back to the things that I loved and things that my businesses and stuff like that, it didn't feel the same. It hasn't felt the same. Like, honestly, it hasn't felt the same. And what you tend to do when you get in these moments, in the moments of like reminiscing and looking back, you compare your now to your then, as if your then was the best you had ever seen. And I know 1,000% for sure for me, my then in business and all the ventures that I've done and were doing and am going to do were not my best days, were not the best I've ever seen, was not the highest revenue I've ever reached in 1 month, was not the maximum amount of clients I had ever gotten. But I fell into the syndrome of the last time. And even down to like, okay, well, I did it like this the last time. Why is it not working? What's going on? Why do I feel so hindered, or like a roadblock is in my way? You know what I mean? Why do I feel like something is like pushing against me and stopping me? And so for, you know, a couple weeks, I kept rehearsing, going back down the path of, oh my God, you know, now nothing's happening. And I have this job now and I can't seem to get my businesses going back up. And I just don't feel the same way I used to when I was doing them. I can't find my mojo anymore. And I'm just like going back and forth about the last time and what it looked like the last time. And I honestly, some days I would get like really, I guess you could say depressed or down. And I use depressed lightly because depression is a very serious illness. It's a very real thing. I've been depressed before. And for me, I think it's just, it wasn't that I got depressed about it, but I just started to be down about it. You know what I mean? I just started to, it started to kill my momentum. It started to kill my momentum and my excitement and the energy and wind I had in me. And so just, like I said, rehearsing how it was last time. And this is what a lot of us do, whether it's in business, friendships, relationships, your career. You know, you lose a job or you get laid off, and for years people talk about the last job they had, the last job I had, and what I realize is being so focused on the last time causes you to miss this opportunity. Right? And if that last time, if the past days were not your best days, why do we focus so hard on them? Yes, I will be honest. It's very hard for me to just pick back up my businesses that I started, from fitness to marketing to motivational coaching and accountability coaching. It seems so like so much resistance and so hard to do it. But what I'm realizing is because the way it was last time, if I go back to the last time, right? If I go back and do everything that I did the last time, if I just think about how it was the last time, that's all I'm going to get. And if the last time wasn't fulfilling or didn't pay my bills or it wasn't enough or I still hungered for more, why would I want to go back to the last time, right? If the last time wasn't all it could be, it wasn't the best you've ever experienced, why go back to the last time? So we have to free ourselves from the last time. You know, I'm always on my fitness journey. Sometimes I say I started back. The truth of the matter is I'm always on my fitness journey. There's just times where I fall off or there's time when life happens, but I'm always conscious and I'm always working towards a goal in my fitness. Sometimes it's just I'm going harder than others. I'm more focused than others. So now I'm more focused than I've been, right? And I keep thinking about the last time that I dropped 30 pounds and the last time and how I did it and all this. And it was making this time so hard and so taxing and depressing and just not fun. It was making this time like a drag. And I started to think to myself, you know what? I'm always going to be this size. This is always going to be my struggle. You know, and being a accountability coach, a weight loss coach, a fitness coach, and a mental coach, I still battle all these same thoughts. I still battle all these same things and look at myself in the mirror a certain way. Nobody's exempt from it. You know what I mean? What happens is somebody becomes an expert in it, but they only become an expert in it because they've been through it so much and they've gotten through it and they fought through it and they've perfected how to get through it. So nobody's exempt from the negative thoughts and nobody's exempt from feeling down or disgusted with their body. Nobody's exempt from feeling like, oh my God, I should be doing more. Nobody's exempt from feeling like, oh, I don't like the way I look and ew, you know, I don't like the way this fits on me. And oh my God, I wish I was 30, 20 pounds lighter. Nobody's exempt from that. Not even the expert in whatever you're doing. You know, whatever your thing is, if you're seeking a coach or you're seeking somebody who knows more than you, just understand they're not exempt from what you're going through. They are able to teach, to coach, to mentor you because they went through it or because they're going through it and they're fighting and they found some ways and things that can help you. So understand nobody's exempt. So because I'm not exempt to these problems, even though I coach and motivate and train people on them, I feel the same ways. You know, my biggest pain point for me is my lower body. And I feel like it's this unspoken myth in my family, like, that, oh, you always have, you know, a thicker lower body. Anybody who's seen my, you know, Instagram pages, my business pages, my fitness pages, whatever, kind of what I'm talking about, or just know me. But I'm just very thick at the bottom. We have slim waists. We thick at the bottom. And that's what it is. And so the consensus is that it runs through the family. It's in the blood. And this is just how it is. And I hate it. I hate that saying. I hate that mentality. I hate that thought process. Like, when I tell you I hate everything about it, I am not kidding you guys. I hate everything about it because it's a limiting belief. And it's an excuse. It's an excuse to say, if I don't hit my goals, if I don't hit the mark, and if I don't get there, I have something to blame it on. And for me, that's just not it. That's not good enough. That's not okay. I don't want excuses. I don't like excuses. I don't take excuses from my clients. Like, I don't agree with them. I think it is a handicap to get you to stay where you are. And so my biggest battle, my biggest struggle, and the one thing that I feel like haunts me is this lower body and the fact that it's quote unquote, you know, in our blood and in our genes. And so that's my pain point. That's my pressure point. Sorry, guys. I hope you guys can still hear me. Okay. That's my pain point. That's my pressure point. That's where I struggle the most. So I picked back up and got, you know, refocused. Let's call it that. I got refocused in my fitness. And I'm sorry, guys, if the sound sounds a little weird. I got refocused in my fitness. And the one thing that always plagues me came to mind. Okay. And here I am feeling defeated already. And here I am feeling like, oh my God, is this limiting belief so true? And you know, the last time I did this, I dropped the 30 pounds, I got the weight up, but my bottom was still thick. I was still this. I still didn't like where my body recomposition was. I still felt like I wanted to look different, you know, altogether, not just lose fat, but I wanted to change the state of my body. I wanted to change how it looked, the stature. I wanted to change the frame. And so automatically here comes all these thoughts and here comes the comparison of last time. What happened last time? And you know what it does? It causes you to go into this downward spiral and it forces you to have the only comparison is the last time. And if the last time wasn't good, you're basically screwed. Like, if the last time wasn't the best time and the last time you didn't hit your mark and you're going back to the last time, you're screwed. You've already shot yourself in the foot because you didn't hit the goal you wanted to hit last time. And so I had to stop and say to myself, I can't continue to think about the last time. Even in like relationships,
you know, relationships go through things and they grow and they mature and everything's not all pretty. And then sometimes things are pretty. And so when things get bad, you look at, well, you used to do this and you used to do that. And all we're doing is making ourselves prisoners to whatever that last time was. And like I keep saying, 9 times out of 10, the last time wasn't that great. Or the last time, you know, the last time was not the best thing you've ever seen. But because it's the only reference point you have, you go back to it. Now, I'm going to bring it a little bit full circle. You know, the Bible says that to forget the former things. And it's a scripture in the Bible that even some people in the Bible are celebrating the wins, and they're celebrating the things God had done for them, and da da da. God turns around and comes back around. The scripture says, forget the former things. Even in the midst of celebration, even in the midst of reminiscing on the good times. And the reason why is because if you stay in those times, you will never see that you have another level to go to. You, even if it's a good thing, right? Like, say I did lose the weight the last time and I did change my body and I gained it all back. I'm going to be looking at the last time like it was the best time, and I'm going to be celebrating that, and I'm going to be stuck there. I'm going to be stuck there because I can't get my mind to move past the last time. Isn't that crazy? It's crazy how the last time works negatively and positively. You have to move on from the last time because the last time is just that. It was the last time. It was what it was for that time. It was what it was supposed to be in the time it was. It was what you needed at that time. And now that time is past and gone, you can't get that time back, right? The best thing you could do is make new memories, to make better memories, to hit bigger goals, to set better goals, to work harder than the last time, to do more than a lot. That's the best we can do. We can't go back. And is it to say to throw away your memories? No, it's to say don't rely on your memories. That is what it says. It says don't throw away your memories, but don't rely on them either. Because we get in the habit of relying on the memories. We get in the habit of, we have this thing like, oh man, back in the day. Do you know why it's back in the day? Because it's gone. It's the past. Why are you still living in the past? Why are you basing your next move off your last move? Why? Why is your last move the precursor for what you got? No. If you're going to shoot higher, shoot higher. If you're going to do better, do better. If you're going to reach a better goal, reach a better goal. Set that goal. But don't get stuck in, you know, the syndrome. Now, I've been stuck in for some weeks of like, man, last time is this. I should have never stopped because, you know, I had this and this going, and I had so many people following me, and you know, I was committed, and I was consistent, and so I had a lot of followers, and I had a lot of interaction, da da da. And now I done dropped off. I don't have the same people. I don't have the same things and the same audience, and all this stuff I tell myself, right? Only to like post something or put out something, and I get so much love and so much feedback. I get new feedback. I get new followers. I get a new audience. So it really is such a hindrance and such a disadvantage to you, really, to rehearse the last time. If you're not using it to fuel you in a positive way, if you're not using it to fuel you into your next direction, completely into your next direction, not just kind of, but completely into your next direction, where it's like, okay, you know what? Last time I hit 30 pounds, I got my waistline down, I got my body fat percentage down, but this time, oh man, this time gonna be so much better, because this time I'm gonna actually change my body recomposition and I'm gonna look so different. Oh, this time, oh man, I'm gonna structure this and I'm gonna build this and I'm gonna have a six pack. If it's not motivating you to do better, if it's not fueling you, then it's futile. It's wasted. It's so wasted. Because at the end of the day, the only thing it needs to do is to propel you forward. If it's causing you to sit in a state of reminisce, to causing you to sit in a state of woulda, coulda, shoulda, causing you to sit in a state of, I should have stuck to this. I should have done this. Oh man, let me do it the same way. Because if you do it the same way, the exact same way, you're gonna get the exact same results. Then you're gonna kick yourself because I'm no further than where I was. You know, I'm no different than where I was. I'm gonna do the exact same thing. I'm gonna get to the exact same place because I didn't change anything. So be aware that you have to change. You gotta shift. You gotta do something different. You gotta push yourself in a whole different way. But just knowing and understanding that if the last time was no better, was not my best days and all this other stuff, which it wasn't, you know, it wasn't. It wasn't, like I said, it wasn't the highest revenue I ever had or the most clients I've ever worked with. It really wasn't. It just was, it was what it was. It was a starting point. It was a get my feet wet. And so I had to come out of it. And with fitness, I had to come out of it. The first time I did it, it was something to show me that, hey, you can do this. That's what it was meant to do. It was meant to show me anything you put your mind to and anything you set a goal at and anything that you set out to do, you can do it. But it was not my best transformation that I've ever done for myself. It was simply the starting point and the catapult to show me I have what it takes to do it. But it was definitely, definitely not, on any circumstance, my best transformation I've ever done. So the bottom line here and the lesson here is get out. Free yourself from the last time. The last time is gone. It is the past. It is officially in your rear view mirror. The last time is just that, the last time, and it's gone, and it's past, and it's not here anymore, and there's nothing you could do about it. The only thing you could do is make this time the best time for right now. Make this time the best time for this time. That's what you could do. You can make this time the best time for this time. Everything else doesn't matter. Everything else is nothing. Everything else will not help us, will not build us, will not grow us. Anything beyond using the last time as a catapult to the next best time is a waste of your time. Period. Just like that. It is a waste of your time. And I'm tired of wasting my time. I've spent a couple weeks now wasting my time mulling over what could have been, what should have been, mulling over how this was and how that was. I spent too much time on it. I'm over it. I'm tired of it. And the best thing you could do when you get tired is move. Okay? The best thing you could do when you get tired is shift. The best thing you can do when you get tired is get refueled. And this is my refueling. You know? I got to my refueling point, you know, this weekend and this week. And my refueling is, you know what? Great. That's what I did last time. On to the next. What do I got to do to get to where I want to be this time? And make sure you have a goal for this time. Don't base your goal for this time. Don't make your goal for this time the same as last time. It's okay to base it off that, right? For that to be your starting point. But what you don't want to do is make your goal for last time this time. No. What is my goal for this time? That's my focus. And once I figure out what that goal is, focus on it, set your sights on it, let go of what was and move on. Because what was is gone. Can't go back and do it. Can't change it. It's gone. But what I can do and what I can change is here and now. And that's what you got to focus on. So I want to free y'all because I got free of the last time. No more rehearsing my last time. What I'm going to do is enjoy this time. Enjoy where I'm at this time. Enjoy where I'm going this time. Enjoy what's taking place this time. And I'm going to move on. And I'm going to do better. And I'm going to hit a different goal. And I'm going to be, you know, the best trainer and the best coach and the best me I can be. And I'm going to do a transformation like I've never done before. And I'm going to completely change the trajectory of my life, of my story. Why? Because I am done with the last time. That is why. And because I'm done with the last time, and because I'm free from the last time, and because I got on here and released this and got it off my chest once and for all, I'm not even going to rehearse the last time no more. This was my last time rehearsing the last time. It's time to move. And I really hope and pray you do the same today. After listening to this, I hope you go turn this off and you go to whatever you've been last timing for the last month, year, 2 years, and say, you know what? Today is the last day. Or last night was the last night that I rehearsed that. It's over. Moving on. On to better, bigger, better, greater things. All right? So I just wanted to share that with y'all. Like I said, I'm so sorry if my sound sounds a little off or has been. I know somebody told me last time my video sound was a little shaky and things like that. So, you know, my apologies. Sometimes I'm shooting on my way to work and just, you know, I do my podcast a certain way. When I feel like led and when I feel it in me, I get on here regardless of my circumstance, because I care that much about other people and I care that much about people who could be dealing with the same thing I'm dealing with, looking for answers, because I look for answers all the time and I want to get them to you. So, you know, I definitely apologize, but I'm happy I got to share this with y'all. I'm happy y'all got to listen. I hope it really helps you. Super, super excited. Don't forget, join me October 6th in California. It is a You First event hosted by Tiana Griffin. I'm going to be one of the keynote speakers there. I'm super excited about that. Again, it's October 6th. You can go on I_am_Ari to see a flyer. You can see on Facebook at Ariana Hamilton on Facebook to see my flyer. And you can also look at Area the Body, which is my fitness Instagram page, and see the flyer, register, get the tickets. They're only $5. It's nothing. And they're going to have super, super, super nice things for y'all to take away and, you know, take your notes in and all that good stuff. It's other people on the panel. So it's just going to be good. It's going to be all around good time, good fun. I'd love to meet you and have you come out and just kind of see and hear and put you first. That's what the event is all about. It's all about putting you first. It's all about making sure you're your type priority and you're taken care of outside of all the other things that pull on us all through the week, through the day, and just in our life in general. You still got to make sure you take care of you. So meet me in California October 6th. Not that far away, actually. It's 2 weeks away. I'm super excited. Come visit me. Say hi. Tell me you got it from the podcast, the whole nine yards. And of course, share this podcast. If it helps you, it can help somebody else. Trust me. And listen to the past episodes. There's many, many things I've talked about, many things that I just get on here and help with. And so anytime you guys can share, subscribe, I love it. I appreciate it. I thank you so much. Appreciate all the love and support that y'all constantly give me, no matter what I'm going through and what's going on. I have some of the greatest supporters that I think a woman could ever ask for, just trying to live her dreams, build a legacy for her children. So I so appreciate y'all. And y'all have a super, super, super fantastic day. And remember, it's always a good time to find your freedom, okay? It's always a good time to become a freedom rider. So today, free yourself from the last time and make this time the best time for this time. All right? Have a good day, guys. Bye.